So go ahead when you have a moment to just put in a one-liner of your goal and your obstacle in the chat. And I'll repeat that again when more people come back. We still have a couple minutes, I think. Yes or no? Where are we on time? Is it time?
It's 12:17.
Oh, okay. Then we should be starting. Okay. So let me just say that one more time. And if you are back, if you can put yourself on camera, that would be great. So I can know that everybody is here and back from the break. And what I would love you to do is to go ahead in the chat and put your goal and your obstacle. And just try to keep it to one sentence if you can, so that it's easy for everybody to grok. So just put one sentence of your goal and your obstacle in the chat.
More about the goal.
Just what you're looking for next in your life, you know, where you think this work might help you. Okay, so I guess everybody was hungry, huh? When we run energy, I used to eat like a pig when I was in my training schools of energy healing training schools. I was just like, we would always be so ravenous because it's a different way of using our system when we work with energy. It's really amazing. Okay. So if you're just getting back, we're entering our goal and our obstacle in the chat. And hopefully there'll be some time for me to scan through those and address them while we're doing some of the exercises, while you guys are doing some of the exercises. So I want to go on now into key number four. Heal your energy body history. The issue is in the tissue. So to find the issue, we need to look in the tissue. I'm going to say that one more time. To find the issue, we need to look in the tissue. And that's what we're going to do in just a couple minutes. We're going to do an exercise where we look in the tissue for the issue. And, whoops, what happened? Okay, we're all right. So I want to come out of there for a minute. What happened? I can't find the escape. There we go. Okay. So how do we do that? Well, the brain is a malleable organ whose capacity for change is continuous and lifelong. And the brain loves to create patterns. So if you grew up in a good enough home life, your brain learned to create neural pathways that are patterned to re-regulate naturally and easily after an emotional high or low, okay, or after an emotional situation in your household growing up. If you grew up in a high stress environment, your brain created neural pathways that are vulnerable to excitation and high anxiety responses, and you may have more difficulty re-regulating or coming back into homeostasis after a stressful situation or life event occurred. So we adapted to that bandwidth for survival in a particular comfort zone of our emotions so we could cope. So what do I mean by that? Like there were certain emotional ranges or bandwidths allowed in your home life growing up that were not allowed, certain things that were allowed and certain things that were not allowed for expression. So, for example, maybe in your home, you were allowed to be talkative and friendly and warm and demonstrative, but you weren't allowed to cry. You were only allowed to have happy emotions. Or maybe you were not allowed to have, happy emotions and only have serious ones. Maybe you were to be seen and not heard. So I'm wondering for you, and if you want to put these in the chat too, you can, what were some of the unacceptable feelings growing up in your house, in your household? Expression or spontaneity allowed? What was the emotional bandwidth? What was acceptable and what was unacceptable in your household growing up? So let's just toss in a few of those into the chat while you're thinking about it. And it's tough and it's unnatural to stay within that bandwidth, whatever you were taught, right? So if you were taught that you're allowed to express happy but not sad, then when you were sad, authentically sad, you had to tweak that emotion somehow. You had to either repress it or disconnect from it or deny it or negate it or, transmute it in some way that was unhealthy for you. So what was the price of doing that? The price was high states of autonomic nervous system arousal, elevated levels of cortisol that impaired the immune system, that made of damaged body tissues, that elevated your heart rate. So Christina gave us that beautiful example before of feeling like, oh my God, everybody's looking at me, my heart is racing, and I feel embarrassed. And there's no logical reason for it, right? It's not an intellectual feeling. It's a neurological reaction to there's maybe an expectation or something that I'm reacting to that's not in present time that takes us back into our history. So we learned how to get physically or emotionally sick or distort the true essence of our being or become inauthentic or phony or resentful or bitter or lonely or, you know, something that we did to cope with that situation. Okay, so now we're going to start to prepare to go into another exercise. And so for this exercise, you're going to need your drawing of your human body outline. So I want you to go ahead and get that out, the human body outline handout. If you didn't have it or if you didn't have a chance to print it out or if your printer's not working, just draw your own human body outline. Just make your own human body outline. You don't have to print this out, but if you can't draw very well like me, then you might want to use this. Whatever's easy for you is fine. Okay, so you're going to have that out in front of you with some crayons or markers or even a pen or pencil is just fine. But if you have some markers or crayons handy or something like that that's got some different colors to it, that would be a lot of fun to have available for yourself right now. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do an energy exercise to work with this, to find where we might be holding a distorted energy block in our system. Okay, so what I want you to do is have the markers and the drawing handy to work on. And I'd like you to now just close your eyes. Close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths, really deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. So just like inhale and then deep sigh of relief. This inhale and exhale, deep sigh of relief. And as you breathe, so keep breathing consciously and deeply for a few times, at least a half a dozen times or so. As you're doing that, I want you to notice what part of your breath, where your breath is moving in your body and where it isn't. Is it in your right lung? Is it in your left lung? Is it in your belly? Is it in your pelvis? Can you feel the breath moving in your back? In your upper back or in your lower back. Don't force the breath. Just try to notice and gently deepen it. Don't force the breath. Just try to notice it and gently deepen it. You have to pay attention. If your mind wanders, try to bring it back and focus on how the breath is inflating your lungs and where your body is constricted or restricted against that inflation, or where it's able to move, where there's flexibility. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you a series of four questions. And when I ask you these questions, they are not intellectual questions. They're questions for your body to entertain the idea of. They're questions for your body. And I want you to react as immediately as possible to these questions. I'm going to ask you to react by letting your hands move spontaneously. So just have your hands loose in front of you and ready to respond, okay? You can have your palms up so that your hands are ready to respond. So here's question number one of four. Keep your eyes closed, that will help you. Question one is, what part of your body is happy? Let your hands go there. Don't think about it. Don't worry if you're right or wrong. Don't worry if you're making it up. What part of your body is happy? Don't worry if it feels weird or makes no sense. Let your hands go to what part of your body is happy. If you're confused and you don't know, just guess. Let your hands go anywhere. Place them somewhere and be willing to be wrong. Now, with your hands there, without questioning it, let your fingertips palpate the tissue of what you're touching. So gently let your fingertips or your palms touch in and notice, this is what happy tissue feels like. This is what happy tissue feels like. Just be curious about, somehow your hands know that this is happy tissue. Your fingertips know, and just get to know what happy tissue feels like as you touch it with your fingertips. Now take a breath, deep breath, relax your hands, keep your eyes closed, relax your hands on your lap, palms up. Question number two, I'm going to ask you question number two now and let your hands respond spontaneously. What part of your body is mad? Let your hands go there quickly. What part of your body is mad? Don't worry if you're right or wrong. Just let your hands go to whatever part of your body feels mad. What part of your body is mad? Your hands are now touching the part of your body that feels mad. Now let your fingertips begin to palpate that tissue. Just gently touch in to that tissue. This is what mad tissue feels like. Notice how it might feel different from happy tissue. Even if you're at the same place on your body as you were for happy tissue, you're tuning into a different frequency of energy. You're now tuning into mad tissue, the energy that lives in this tissue that is mad, that's angry. Notice what mad tissue feels like. Now take a deep breath and let your hands relax on your lap with your palms up. Take another breath, letting go of the mad tissue. Question number three, what part of your body is scared? Let your hands go there. What part of your body is scared? Breathe and feel with your fingertips. This is what scared tissue feels like. This is what scared tissue feels like. Don't worry if you're right or wrong. Don't worry if it makes no sense. Just palpate it and notice how it feels different from mad tissue and happy tissue. This is what scared tissue feels like. Get to know it. Just get to know it. Now, take a deep breath. Relax your palms up on your lap. And there's one last question. What part of your body is sad? Let your hands go there. What part of your body is sad? Let your hands go there. Even if it's the same place as one of the others, that's okay. But you're now tuning into the frequency of sadness that lives in this tissue. What part of your body is sad? Breathing and noticing what it feels like. Now take a deep breath, relax your hands, and you're going to have literally 1 minute, maybe I'll give you 1.5 minutes, to draw the energy on your picture. Draw the energy of all those different feelings on your picture. Just let it be as fast as you can. I want you to draw as fast as you can. Don't think about it. Let your hands move. Just let your hands move out the energy on your picture, on your human body outline of where you felt it. Happy tissue, mad tissue, scared tissue, and sad tissue. Just draw it on your outline as fast as you can. Breathing, make sure you're breathing, not holding your breath as you draw. Breathing deeply. And 1 more minute, draw as fast as you can. You take about 10 more seconds to kind of find a stopping place. Okay, take a deep breath. Now, what I'd like you to do is I should have told you to print out two of these, but you're going to need another human body outline. So you can just either flip over your paper and do it on the other side, or just draw a human body outline for part two. So I want you just to be ready for part two. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to do a guided visualization. And I'd like you just to have the paper ready because we're going to draw again in a minute. So I'd like you to just close your eyes. Take a deep breath, a couple deep breaths. And I'd like you to imagine right now that you're sitting in this chair where you're sitting right now. It's 1 year from now. It's 1 year in the future, and we have reconvened to have a little alumni reunion. We've reconvened, but it's 1 year later. It's 2020, April. And let's say that in this over this past year, you've continued to do a lot of energy healing work, practice, training, either through this program or a similar self-transformation process program, where you have really worked with all these keys for authentic transformation. And you have everything that you need. And I want you to imagine what you look like. I asked you to write in the chat your goals and obstacles. Let's say that, and if you didn't have a chance to put it in the chat yet, that's okay. But let's just say that whatever that obstacle was, you've overcome it. It's like it's gone now. It's behind you. You're completely at this place that you have longed to be. And I want you just to imagine, as you're sitting here, what has shifted in your body, in your energy body? What happened to you? What's changed? What's different? Who are you now? What's your energy like now? And I'd like you to go back to that place where your tissue was mad. And I'd like you to put your hands back there where they were a year ago, where the tissue was mad. Put your hands and your fingers there. And I want you just to with your fingertips, press into that tissue and say to it, you're strong. You're strong. Press that tissue and say to it, you're strong. So with your fingertips, you're touching in, you're breathing deeply, and you're saying to that tissue, you are strong. Take a deep breath and feel what strong tissue feels like. What used to be mad tissue is now strong. You're strong. Breathe, palpate that tissue, and feel the strength. Take a deep breath. Let your hands relax on your lap. And now you're going to remember where you put your hands a year ago on the tissue that was scared. And go ahead and put your hands back there. And don't worry if you don't remember or get it exactly right. That's okay. Just put where you think they were, where your tissue was scared, and you're going to rock that tissue back and forth like you would rock a little baby. And you're going to say to that tissue out loud, you're safe. You're safe. You're going to rock that tissue that used to be scared, and you're going to notice that now it's safe. You're safe. Breathe and rock that tissue and affirm. Say it out loud to yourself, loud enough that you can hear it, that your tissue can hear it. You're safe. Breathing. Take a deep breath and relax your hands on your lap. And now you're going to remember where your hands went a year ago when your tissue was sad. And you're going to go ahead and put your hands back on that place. And you're going to stroke that tissue with your fingertips. You're going to stroke it and you're going to tell that tissue, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be sad. To stroke that tissue and tell it, it's okay to be sad. And breathe. It's okay to be sad. And breathe. And if tears come, that's okay. It's okay to feel sad. And breathe. And let your hands relax on your lap. And you're going to remember where the tissue was that was happy. And go ahead and put your fingertips back on that happy tissue. And just with your fingertips, tap it. Just tap it lightly and acknowledge it, validate it. You're happy. You are happy. And say it out loud. You're happy. You're happy. And breathe. And now, when you feel complete, go ahead and relax. Close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed for just another few moments. And I want you to now, on the other side of the paper, draw what your energy looks like now, 1 year later, on the page. Draw your picture, your second picture. Take a minute to do that. Or 90 seconds, what we have. Fast as you can. And what we're going to do after this is we're going to break out into partner shares. So take about another 10 seconds. And Lynn, whenever you're ready, if you can go ahead and put us in partners. And I want you just to share about what happened, what that was like for you. Maybe share your drawing with your partner. And each take about just 1 minute each to share. And you're going to need to, I think actually, Lynn, you were able to chime in and tell them 1 minute left, right? I think we were able to do that. So, but try to time yourself 1 minute each. Share your picture, share your experience, and talk about it with your partner for a minute before we come back together as a group. So whenever you're ready, Lynn, you can go ahead and break us into partners. Lynn, you're on mute.
I'm going to go around and visit anyway because some people are leaving me messages. They're going to be listening and doing other things.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. I am going to pause the video for a moment, though. So okay,
yeah, that's fine. With me, do you want to jump in on this for a minute, Diana, with what Marcia was just sharing?
Yeah, I had the same thing, Marcia. It went right to my heart. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Yep, definitely. And then the other thing was is that when we went to sad, instead of going to my heart, it went to my head. My head. This is where the sad is. The heart is happy. Probably because I met Marcia.
You know, it's so amazing when we start paying attention to the wisdom of our body. Our body, our energy body, our energy is smarter than we are. It knows. So we're paying attention now. So good job, ladies. Anybody else? Yeah, Veronica.
Yes, I in my case, I felt immediately the happy went to my stomach, and I have no idea why. And then I went to my throat and like my kind of upper chest. And, the sad went to my eyes, and the scared went to my head. And then the only thing, and I shared this with my partner, the person who they grouped me with, that I, when we did the other affirmations, I just felt like my throat, which was the mat, became, is because you may say I'm strong or I feel strong now, and it felt really strong, like the tissue became like really, like the veins like popped up, and then that's all I felt. And then when my stomach, which was the happy, I'm happy and, you know, I'm still happy, but it was bloated or something. Then the rest, I didn't feel anything when in the reversal, you know. it went to the, you know, I said it, but I didn't feel anything on my tissue.
Mm-hmm. So I love what you did pick up. I love what you got. I love what you tuned into. And you know, and I would encourage you, Veronica, and all of you to be really curious about the things that, like, what? My hands went there. The tissue did this. Like, let's be really curious because your body is talking to you. And even feeling nothing is something. Nothing is a feeling, right? You know, whether we call it numb or disconnected or flat or, you know, whatever that there is no nothing. That nothing is something, something for us to pay attention to. So thank you for bringing that up too, Veronica. Okay. So I just love what's happening here. So I know there's so much more I would love to hear from all of you, but on this, but I would like to go on because I want to make sure we have time for everything. So do you feel like you've gotten a ton of value already so far, just in this couple of hours? Okay, good. So I want to now take a couple minutes to talk about what this leads to, which is the awakening retreat, so that you know if this speaks to you, what could be happening for you next. So how do I continue to heal and grow is the question. So you have this visual of where you want to be a year from now that is just magnificently beautiful, right? So how are we going to get there? So this is one of the stepping stones to, first of all, your tissue is already well on its way because you visualized it just now. So I love the visuals that came up. So you've already put the program into your tissue right now just from that exercise. So you're already well on your way. So this is going to help expedite that process even further. So what is the Awakening Retreat? We offer this once a year. It's a live 3-day retreat in Austin, Texas, where Rita Maria and I are both so lucky to live. And what is this picture you're holding up, Marcia? Oh, that's okay. Oh, I didn't know if it was something you wanted us to see, but I love that you're sharing your. Okay, so it's a live 3-day retreat in Austin, Texas. It's experiential learning, much like what you're doing here, but multiply that potency by 100 because we'll be in person. We'll be able to see each other and hug each other and touch each other and have real, you know, like, you know, it's already so powerful just what we're doing over Zoom. So multiply that by a lot. It's also in this, it's experiential learning, which is a fast track to personal growth and transformation. And this beautiful pond that you're looking at is on the property. This is just one picture of the gorgeous property. It's over 200 acres of hill country in South Austin. So let me tell you a little bit more about it. It's a 3-day body, mind, energy, psychology journey. It's an interactive experiential learning process that will awaken your authentic and grounded self for personal contentment and professional success. So whether you're doing this even just for your own personal growth, it's going to impact that exponentially. So here's what happens. We're going to focus on healing your energy body history. So we've already opened that door with that exercise we just did, where you're getting in touch with where trauma lives in your body. And Kimberly will talk more about that in the next class on Wednesday as well. But this is going to take this even deeper, where you're going to get clear on an objective, get clear and objective in your relationships by working with push, pull, stop, and allow, the four ways we use energy in interactive relationships. So I haven't talked too much about that yet. I will next. And give you a little bit more introduction to that. You're going to learn the All Systems Go warm-up, to a series of warm-ups to open the chakras. This is also where profound energy transformation takes place, is chakra opening exercises. The physical body follows the energy body. So if any of you are familiar with Kirlian photography, Kirlian photography is photography that takes pictures of the auric field, the energy field. And in Kirlian photography, you might have, if you've seen any of it, you might see that the photograph takes a picture of the energy. Like if you took a picture of a plant, you would see a new leaf. You would see the energy template of the leaf in the Kirlian photograph before you would see the physical leaf grow into it. So there's an energy template that we grow into And so that's what happens is when we have an energetic programming that happens from our early childhood or in life, when we repeat a pattern enough, we create an energy pathway that the physical body then follows. So, for example, if you have a heartbreak that you never dealt with, and over the years, and you hold that sorrow inside you, and then you find yourself hunching over and hunching over and hunching over. Well, because the body, the physical body, is following the collapse or the contraction of the heart. Problems in the GI tract, they are also from a pattern that has an emotional component that we've just been following for years, that we're now going to unwind that in these classes. You're going to learn a meditation technique to open the heart that I just love. It's a very simple three-step meditation technique, extremely powerful. You're going to rewire your energy body history. You're going to create new neurological pathways. You're going to stop taking on other people's stuff. We're going to really go further with how to establish energy boundaries and why we have difficulty with setting some of them, where that lives in our energy system. You're going to recognize the gift in your and the wound in your sensitivity and what you can do to heal that so that you can identify when you're in your wound, as Jan was sharing with us earlier, like, okay, she can really recognize when she starts to go to that place or see it, so she doesn't have to go to that place and can go to the gift expression instead. So we're going to understand how chakras communicate consciousness. So the first chakra is about survival and grounding and your right to be here and your right to have sustenance on the physical level. If you have financial struggles and difficulties with that, if you have health problems that are like really life-threatening, these are all root chakra issues. Issues with sexuality and sensuality and creativity all are about the second chakra. We're going to, and about movement and connection and to feel and have pleasure. If you've had issues around that, then opening up the second chakra is going to help address those issues. And by the way, whatever physical organs live in the vicinity of that chakra, right? So the root chakra is related to the sacrum and to the lower intestine. And the second chakra is related to the upper intestine and the pelvic girdle and the sexual organs. And the third chakra is about the solar plexus and the kidneys and the liver and all the organs that live in the vicinity of the solar plexus. And it's about our power and transformation and our ability to act in the world and to express ourselves as an individual. And the fourth chakra is about our heart and about love and our ability to express love in relationships and love in our in the world. And our ability to be balanced and to have integration. And it reflects our lungs and our and the organ of our physical heart and our thymus. The fifth chakra is related to the throat. And it's about communication and speaking out and being heard and having a right to our expression and a right to our voice. And it's related to the thyroid and the parathyroid. And the sixth chakra is about intuition and our ability to see clearly and to be inspired and to express our inspiration and our intuition in the world. And the crown chakra is about knowing and our understanding and our ability to know from a sense of wisdom, not just our intellect, but this is our wise self, our wisdom in the crown chakra. So why do it? Why do this training? And it's to break free from limits that are wasting your precious life, that are limiting your abilities as a human being, as a professional practitioner. You know you have this potential that you want to fully realize that you haven't. And no matter what age you are, it's not too late to do that. You can still do that. You can still come fully more into the... There's a longing that lives in each of us, right? And that longing is always driving us to be realized. And so that is what it's going to help you do. It's going to help you be more available to help the people who need and want what you have. we're always attracted to, and people are attracted to us because there's something that you have that they want and they recognize it. They might not know that consciously, but they're drawn to you. They're attracted to you. You're going to have a like-minded conscious community. All of you that are on this call today, you're great. You're wonderful. You're just, you know, you're my tribe. You're the kind of people that I just have so much joy working with because we have, like you could say, a similar calling that you want to address. There's going to be great bonuses, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute, and it's going to be an intimate setting. The class size is limited to 30. I won't take any more than that. It's in a private, peaceful, and safe environment. You have an incredible teaching team. Kimberly is going to be with us all the way. Lynn will be with us. Tony St. Clair will be with us as part of the team. So I really can't tell you how honored I am to work with, and Reed Marie, I'm hoping I will see her there too. We'll see. And it's right on the heels of the NEPT retreat. So those of you who are coming to the NEPT retreat, it's 3 days before that, so you can come for the whole week. So we designed it that way on purpose, Rita Marie and I, so that you could make a beautiful trip, healing trip to Austin's retreat center. How are we different? I get this question a lot, so I want to tell you how we are different. We are working with healing trauma of the energy body. We're working with healing what I sometimes call the pain body that doesn't get addressed, the pain energy body. So you might have been in years of therapy and gotten great help there, but whatever is still living in the energy body is going to get addressed. There's a spiritual science that's involved in this that focuses on what is right with the person, not what is wrong with the person. So I love to tell this little, you know, I don't know if I don't have time to tell this story now, but Dr. Larry Leshen, who was a big influencer for me, he wrote a book called Cancer as a Turning Point. And so his patients, just the Cliff Note version of this, is his patients started getting better when he started focusing on what was right with them, what turned on their immune system, their aliveness, their life force, instead of looking at them as pathologically wrong. So that is what we do in the energy healing world. We look at what your strengths are, where your aliveness lives, and tap into that and focus on that and develop that. Healing happens in relationship, not in isolation. We are social beings. We need each other. And so being in relationship, especially in physical proximity in this virtual world, when we're in physical proximity with one another, it exponentially speeds up the potential for deep, deep healing. So that's why, you know, I'm committed to twice a year doing live trainings, right? This is one that's coming up May 14th to 16th, and then the other one is September 19th to 23rd, which I'll talk about another time. It's grounded in immediate practical application. So even in the work that you guys are getting today, you can take some of this, you can do those grounding exercises with your clients. You can talk to them about, you can have them put their hands on the tissue in their body where it's mad or sad. You can do these things with your clients immediately and get them out of their head and find that the healing with them will speed up tremendously. And it bridges the science, but it makes a bridge between science and the transpersonal realms of energy. So these are some of the common fears that come up for people when you think about making a decision like this. Okay, I'm going to fly to Austin, Texas. I'm going to, pay for the retreat. I'm going to pay. I have to pay for my stay on the grounds. And by the way, it's incredibly reasonable, and it includes your 3 meals a day. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But these are some of the fears that show up. We're afraid that our family won't be supportive and they'll think this is weird. That's very true. That's why, first of all, this is cutting edge work and energy healing is getting a little bit more mainstream. You're still ahead of the game if you get into the world of energy healing and start utilizing the power of it now while you're, you know, be a pioneer before it becomes, you know, so common that everybody and their brother is doing it with varying degrees of expertise and and authentic understanding, by the way. But when you sit with a tribe of people who are really focused and who are giving you concrete, real, practical healing experiences with their clients, then you're going to find that, that in fact, this stuff actually does work. I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm actually not all that interested in woo-woo stuff. I'm much more interested in what is practical that brings results to people who are dealing with illness. If you're stuck, if you're already busy financially and stretched and overwhelmed, this is one of the things that we have to, you know, decide. You know, what's the price of doing this compared to the self-sabotaging patterns that I've been living with for decades? Do I want out of them, and how badly do I want out of them? Because this is an investment. When I made it, I wished I had found it. I found it in my early 30s. I wished I'd found it when I was in my early 20s. Don't waste another minute of your precious life. You know, get out of those patterns that are holding you back now. If you're stuck in a job or a pattern that is not your heart's calling and you're unsure how to safely get out, you know, this is, and this kind of ties into this next point about managing feelings that come up. Sometimes people are really concerned about, oh my God, this is so profound and this is so powerful. How will I handle it? How will I manage it? So we will be building in support for you and give you opportunities for follow-up support to have to integrate. And in fact, one of the requirements for certification is that you have 10 individual sessions with a certified transpersonal energy healing practitioner, because we need to make sure that you do get the support that you need to integrate this. And if you can't, if these are too big for you right now, we'll do it next year. Start saving up now. You'll know about it. You'll know about it now, and do it next year. We'll offer this once a year. Okay, so here's the off-the-charts bonuses. If you register by April 14th, these are your three off-the-charts bonuses. Well, there's actually four. I'll tell you about the fourth one in a minute. The first one is, I want to meet you. I want to work with you, each of you individually, personally. Everybody who signs up, you're going to get a 30-minute subconscious cellular healing personal individual session with me. So we can focus on how to get unstuck from a self-sabotaging pattern and understand why it's been so hard to break it. No matter what you've tried, I'll guide you to the energetics and the root cause of how to shift out for a truly holistic healing experience, and also so that you can learn what it is that you'll be able to do. I want you to have an experience of what it is for yourself, and to have a unique experience, opportunity for direct experience of the impact of the work you'll be trained in with me. Okay. Bonus number two is an incredible session with Kimberly. She's going to give you an experience of the adverse childhood experience. Do you want to talk about this yourself, Kimberly, what you're going to do in that 30-minute session with you?
Sure. It's a 30-minute just time to review your score of the adverse childhood experiences quiz. So many of you have taken it. And it's just a great way to start a discussion around what might still be alive in your system. So it doesn't, just because we have adverse childhood experiences or trauma in our childhood doesn't mean that it's a problem now for us as adults, but it might mean that. And the truth is that we're at much higher risk. The more adverse childhood experiences we had as children, the higher our risk for adult chronic disease. So I can and walk you through your score and have a little discussion around what might be still alive in your system that could contribute to the possibility of it being the root cause of your current illness or the possibility of future illness, because things need to be resolved in your system. So sometimes we find that we're blessed. We didn't have a lot of adverse childhood experiences. So that's a wonderful awareness. And sometimes we find that, oh, we did have some childhood issues that are still blocked within our system. So it's a 30-minute session where we can explore that together.
Great. Thank you, Kimberly. And I just want to add that, you know, with Kimberly's background in nutrition, her deep knowledge of nutrition, chemistry, trauma, and energy healing, it is like an amazing treat to have a 30-minute private session with her. So please know that this is an extraordinary gift also. And then the third private session, this is how much support we want to give you, is with Tony St. Clair, who is just a brilliant life coach and nutritional practitioner, one of trained by Rita Marie, and she will be giving you a self-assessment tool to identify where you are and where you want to go to help you get really clear on that goal. Because if we don't know where we want to go, it's pretty hard to get there. So she'll help you get clear on that. And the best coaching comes from the best coaching relationships, to be vulnerable enough to trust you with their fears and dreams. Mm-hmm. Clients must feel your support without judgment. So she's really going to help you with that. And during that 30-minute session, Tony will use your relationship coaching skills assessment to help you identify your current level of coaching relationship skills and then get clear on identifying the skills where you need to grow. So these all are incredible bonuses. Now we're going to add one more, which is a $500 discount. So the price of the three-day awakening retreat is $1,495. The three bonuses are a value of $300, and the total value of that package is $1,795. Then we're going to take off $500 as well. So your price is going to be $995 if you register before April 14th. So please do this. And for those of you who have taken this before, you get to come for half price of this if you register before April 14th. So that's like practically nothing. So please come and repeat it, because this is how you really master something, through repetition again and again. You can go to theawakeningretreat.com to register for it. Okay, so we already had our break, so we're not going to take this break now. We're going to go, actually, before we go into key number five, I want to just ask if Kimberly, you would share a little bit about what your experience of the awakening was like for you when you took it. And I don't know if Rita Marie wants to chime in, if she's tuning in with us or not, but I always love her two cents. So Kimberly, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to take this course a few years back for the first time. And I have to say it was a really crucial turning point for me, a little bit in my personal life, but mostly with my career. The progress that I was able to make in building my practice was, I really catapulted my practice from my being a practitioner for many years, but kind of hiding a little bit. And it's really hard to grow your practice if you're uncomfortable being seen and being heard. This program, The Awakening, was a real turning point for me to get to that place where I was much more confident and comfortable in being seen and being heard. And then to be able to do it again, last year in Austin at the beautiful, property where we get to have it at the Ancient Yoga Center. And I got to help facilitate that class at, again, another level of deepening my own healing process, but more significantly deepening my ability to show up for my clients and, be confident in my own skills. So I'm so grateful that I have been able to not only learn these, because it's really simple, tangible techniques. Like, yes, we're learning some of the stuff that might have been considered woo-woo, but it really is absolutely really tangible tools and techniques that you can start to implement immediately. So I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get to continue to be involved and help again this year with this class. Because like Laura said, the repetition of the activities and exercises really will solidify that into your system and make it easier for you to implement. So
that's great. Thank you, Kimberly, for that. And I just want to add, you know, for those of you who are not interested in having a practice, don't want to practice, just want your own personal healing, come, because this is what this will do. And, you know, the more free we are inside of ourselves, the more we will be able to be that much more available for our clients. So don't feel that you that's a requirement for you.
Can I add one more thing, Laura, to that?
Yeah.
'Cause you just bring up such a really important point. And some of you were on my call on the physiology of trauma last week, and we talked about the social engagement system within our nervous system. We are designed to heal in connection with other people. So the opportunity to be with a group of people, that your tribe, creates a really safe environment for you to have really profound changes and healing in your system. So even if you're not a practitioner, like Laura said, this is a really, really valuable opportunity to come together with other people to build this, literally build your nervous system up into the parasympathetic healing place that you need to be in to have radical healing and radical change. And we need each other to do that. So take advantage of the opportunity to be with your tribe and be in person will truly profoundly change your system.
You know, I'm going to add one more thing in before I ask you to chime in, Rita Marie, which is, you know, I was a healing workshop junkie. I mean, I went to anything and everything I could get my hands on to heal myself. And I spent decades doing that. I mean, from one energy healing training to therapy to this group to that group. And then I gathered everything from those that I felt worked the best and the most expediently. And the most succinctly and the most directly to put together this work, because I got, you know, I didn't like a lot of what I took out there because I wanted to get right to the heart of the matter as expediently as possible. So that's what this work is. It's a culmination of all that stuff so that you can grow and transform and heal as quickly as possible. Cool. So Rita Marie, I'd love your chime in, anything you want to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So like Kimberly, I did it twice. I did it once out in California before you started to do it here in Austin. And I actually brought my husband to it. So to attest to the fact that it is good for other people, you know, other than practitioners. And it was really eye-opening for him, and it really helped our relationship. And what it did for me when I first did it was the whole way I was communicating, the way I was being present. I've had, you know, years of experience into speaking with people, but there's always that little bit of, can I really be authentic here? Can I really be who I am here? And how is this coming across? And what this class taught me was a comfort that I could do that and that I could communicate with people in a way that wasn't off-putting. And I really enjoyed that. And then I did it again last year, and I'm going to do it again this year. You can't keep me away.
Good.
Because I think that repetition, like Kimberly said, every time you do something, it's a little bit different. Every time Laura teaches it, it's going to be a little bit different because she's just that much more wise. Imagine that. You can't even imagine that she could get any more wise, but she does. And there's more. And the same thing when I teach things over and over, it's a little different each time because we're bringing new perspective and new learning and new connection skills. So I'm excited about doing it. And I know that the experiential stuff was so great, but I also wanted to point out that first time I did it, I think half the class was doing it for their own self as opposed to being practitioners. It was a lot. It was quite a number. Yeah. And then last year we had a few people in there that were doing it just for their own healing. So it is, it's powerful. You know, you can ignore it when Laura says, do this with your clients, or you can substitute the word, do this with your mom. Do this when you're talking to your husband. Do this when you're talking to your kids, right? Because the skills that as practitioners we need to connect with people and help them to feel safe, we have the opportunity to use those same skills when we're working with family members, rather than going into the connections being, they're just not going to listen to me, and we're going into it with that energy that they feel, and then they do become combative. So I'm, you know, still, I'm really good at it with clients. I'm still working on it with the family, and I'm getting better and better all the time. So it is a great skill to have in both realms. So thank you for letting me.
Thank you, Rita Marie. I always say that when you master your family, you're enlightened.
Oh, yeah. Zen Buddhist monument, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so what I would like to do now is I want to go through the last key, and then I want to do a demo. I want to have time to do a demo. So let's talk about the last key. Feel deeply seen and heard. listen with exceptional awareness. So what does that mean exactly? So this is an interesting thing. Those of you who have trained as therapists know about repeating back what you hear your clients say. This is something that I teach in a very different way than most of us learn it. We're not parrots. We're not repeating back like a parrot, but we're repeating back for understanding, because there's something that happens when we repeat back what we hear our clients say, which is that they get to hear what they said. So many epiphanies come just for the client, just by you repeating back, but not repeating back by rote, but repeating back from your essential self, from the deep place within you that wants to really fully understand your client from an empathic, open-hearted place. Then we reflect their body, mind, and energy cues. So we reflect them by naming the energy that's present. When you said that, you know, you smiled. Or when you said that, your eyes teared up. Or when you said that, you crossed your arms really fast and hard. So we're going to start to learn how to even begin to recognize and identify the physical and the energetic cues and clues that are happening within our client every single moment, in moment-to-moment tracking. Now, this we don't learn in the awakening. You get introduced to it in the awakening, but that full process happens in the subconscious cellular healing 5-day training that happens in the fall. And then what you can bring in now already that makes a big difference is to have an attitude of curiosity and wonder. So Jenny, when you sit, if you were to sit with that client and go, you know, I'm with an attitude of curiosity and wonder instead of defensiveness, to say, you know, I'm feeling really stuck right now. And I'm feeling really frozen right now. You know, when you tell me that you're, you know, frustrated about your stress, that I've brought it up for the third time, I'm feeling really frustrated. And I mean, I'm feeling really frozen and stuck. And I'm really curious about that. And I'm really curious about what shows up for you around this reaction about me bringing up stress. So when we have an attitude of curiosity and wonder instead of fear and defensiveness, it opens our clients up. This is a hugely powerful process. Okay, so now having said all of that, I want to... we're not going to do that. I want to, this is my contact information, by the way, in case anybody needs it. But I want to go into a demo. And I didn't have a chance to really look too much back through the chat. I did see, Jenny, that you had volunteered. So I think since we kind of talked a little bit about your issue already, why don't we go ahead and do the demo with you? And this is only going to be about a 10-minute demo so that we have time to do closure, because it's already almost 1:30. So do you have any further thoughts on what you would like to address? Could be around that same topic or something different. So whatever you feel you'd like to do.
Yes, I don't know if I should just kind of express the challenges I have been facing. Can we start from there? Because I'm...
That sounds like a great place to start.
Oh, good. Okay. So in the first year of my practice, I was very excited. And I think the whole experience over the past, you know, almost the 4 years was, it was very rewarding. I would say maybe half of the times, while the other half of the times, it was very challenging. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of frustrations working with different individuals. Mm-hmm. I think most... the most issue that I've had is, probably the biggest issue I've had is, the people cannot be a client
So I'm very result focused, of course. So I want to produce results, right, for the clients. Very, very complex health issues. So I think that the deeper I go, the more money it costs them. So, and I think the, you know, many people, especially people in Oregon, there are just not a lot of wealthy people here. So, you know, the lab testing, it all costs money, right? Supplements cost money. So a lot of people just cannot sustain. Mm-hmm. And after a while, they give up before they finish. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons that they cannot produce result. Mm-hmm. The other reason is a lot of times I feel like it's affecting my own health.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I pause you here for a moment now? I want to just catch up and make sure I'm tracking you and that I've got you all right so far. So it sounds like you've had a practice for about 3-4 years now, mm-hmm. and you've been really excited, but at the same time really challenged. Yes. But there are some clients it's been really good with, and other clients where it's been really challenging for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And okay, and that where it's challenging, where one of the ways that it's challenging is that you're very solution oriented with them. So if they're not solution oriented with you, then it's harder for you. And have I got that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that also, then there's this financial piece that shows up, because the more serious the illness is, the more they have to get the lab test, and that costs money, and then it has to go a little bit deeper, and people in Oregon don't have a lot of money. So tell me, what was that like for you, just to hear me kind of summarize that so far? You got a big smile on your face now. So
I know, you got it all right. Yes, I just feel the biggest, the only thing I can think about is challenge. Yeah, it's challenging.
Well, before we go forward, can you just, I'm curious about that smile. You said, I got it all right. Yes. What did it feel like just to hear me repeat it back to you and to get it right for you? What was that like?
It feels validating about the feelings I've been having.
Uh-huh. So it feels validating about the feelings you, and when you said that, it looked like some feeling came up.
Yes.
Can you say what that feeling is that came up, just to be validated? It brought feeling up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to describe. Yeah, I just know I love the material. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in Dr. Marie's program, and I really, really love the material, the nutrition, you know, the health, wellness. So I want to practice that. I want to help, you know, to use whatever I have learned.
Can I just slow you down a little bit for a moment?
Yes.
So you love the material, and these tears about being validated came, and I'm wondering what that feeling is, that emotion. So we went right from the emotion into the material. So, but some yes. deep feeling is living here around being validated and around, you know, the feelings of what these last 3 years have been like for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hop so quickly away from this deep feeling that's coming up.
Yes, I don't know where the feelings come from. I think it's mainly from, you know, I had a dream before, and right now that dream kind of, you know, changed a little bit. How hard this is.
You said right now that dream kind of, and you did this interesting gesture with your hand. what does that look like? What happened? That dream
it just
did
seems
this.
Farther away from me.
Yes.
It's not like I'm getting closer to the dream. It's more like, you know, I'm trying to get back away from that dream. Yeah, that's kind of my mentality right now.
You want to get away from the dream? Is that what you said?
Yes, yeah.
Whoa.
Because I feel like I've been suffering from this, you know, this whole effort of of, you know.
Yeah, you've been suffering from this effort. Right. Wow. Wow. So here's this dream over here, and now it's bringing you suffering. So yes. You want to get away from it. Mm-hmm. Where does that suffering live in your body? Where does that live?
I think it lives in my GI system. And that's exactly what I've been suffering from. My whole digestive system really got compromised over the past 2 years. You know, while my specialty is digestion to help people who suffer from digestive issues.
Yeah.
I myself have been suffering from digestive issues. Yeah. And it was never there before. Yeah.
It was never there before. And now it's come up.
Yes.
Wow. So it's coming up, come up to like, it's got something to say to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's tied into this dream that's over here, which is causing you suffering, and the suffering's showing up through your GI tract that you're a specialist in. How about that irony, right? And you're laughing as you say this. What's funny about it?
It's kind of ironic, you know. It's very ironic. Yeah, I helped many people kind of recover their health, you know, digestive issues. But then I became the one, you know, I became the one who actually have just the same issues as what they have. And I'm still working. Yeah.
So what do you think it is that's going on in that digestive tract of yours?
I think it's the stress, the frustration that came with what I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if there were an emotion to that stress, what would it be?
I think it's the first thing I can think about is the frustration.
Frustration, yeah.
Yeah. So when a client quits seeing me, right? Or when they quit the process for different reasons, instantly it turns into a frustration for me.
Yeah. So if that frustration, if it could talk, if the frustration itself could talk, if it had a voice, uncensored, what would it say to that client or to anybody? What would it say, that frustration? Uncensored, irrational, illogical, can be as weird sounding, as wild sounding as it wants to sound, that frustration. If it got carte blanche, what would it say?
I think I would say I feel bad for them if they don't finish.
Is that your GI tract talking or is that your head talking?
Maybe my head. Maybe it's my ego that who's talking. Yes.
I love that. You got that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what if your GI tract, because your frustration sounds awfully polite. I mean, that's the most polite frustration I've ever heard. You got a great laugh, Jenny.
You know, the first thought, sometimes I would think, oh, I didn't do a good job. That's the ego, right? There are many times it has nothing to do with me. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for.
You're on to yourself. Where's the frustration live? Put your hands there. Put your hands where it lives. Put your hands where the frustration lives.
Yeah, it's really hard to pinpoint. It's a lot
you
of times.
You can be anywhere in the general vicinity.
For now, I can think about my stomach.
So put your hands on your stomach.
Okay.
Just put your hands there. Okay. And I'm not going to embarrass you. So I'm going to just ask you to close your eyes for a minute and with your hands on your belly. And I'd like you just to imagine, and all of you can do this with her so that she's not doing it alone. You can all do this. Close your eyes. Put your hands in wherever you're holding frustration in your own body. And I want you just to, Jenny, mute yourself for a moment. I'm going to let you mute yourself so I can talk to you. And all of you can do this. You're all on mute. I want you to let that frustration come out in a sound, in a really weird, ugly, odd sound. Let the frustration, all of you, let it out. Just make a sound. I don't care what it sounds like. Nobody else can hear you. Nobody can hear you. Give it permission to come out and make a sound. Ah, whatever it wants to sound like. Just take another few moments to do that and then take a deep breath. And you can go ahead and unmute yourself now. So what was that like for you?
It's a great relief.
Yeah.
I just released a lot of negativity.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So there's so much more that we could do with this, but that was a piece. And I know for time purposes, I kind of need to wrap us up here. Does this feel like an okay stopping place for you for now?
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Okay. All right. So what I try to do is demonstrate for you those steps, right? All of you, that you saw how much I just reflected back what she said, just to understand it. You saw how I reflected back the physical and energy cues and clues that Jenny was sharing with us, right? I named them. Okay. You did this gesture, you know, you did, you had emotion come, right? And then we stayed with the energy instead of getting caught up into the head and the story, which is what so many of us do, right? When we're with a client and we miss the healing piece, which is the movement of energy. So this is what you are being taught, right? Through the transpersonal energy healing, subconscious cellular healing is what you're being taught through this program. And so we just did, even in that 10 minutes, Jenny, you shared with us that you feel great relief. That's healing. That's what I want all of you to be able to do. It is not that hard. Those of you who have taken it before, Mary Lynn, Lynn, Kimberly, there's maybe a few others on here, Janet's on here who's taken it, Jill, you know, have already, implemented so much of this into your practices. It's very, very potent and it's very fast, gets us to the heart of the issues. So we just have about 15 minutes left. I'd love to have us all check out, just do a little share about what this was like for you today, do a little check out, any parting words. And I would like to ask if we can keep it to about 30 seconds or so each. And Kimberly, if you could kind of time us, because the pot got stirred today. And Elizabeth, would you start us off with just some closing remarks for today? How was this?
Okay, yeah, this was very, very helpful for me. I learned some real valuable things. And if I can possibly come to the May one, I'll try to do that. So this is giving me that peace that I feel like has been missing in my healing journey.
Beautiful. Great. How many of you are on board for May or at least want to be? Just put a hand up so I can see, get an idea of, yeah, good. Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Marcia.
I think the big takeaway for me today was that I have love in my heart.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel it.
Thank you.
Okay, Veronica.
I just feel, as I wrote, it's emotionally and physically alive. And nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful to you and to the group, to everybody.
It's been a great group. Thank you too, Veronica. Just love, so happy for you. That's great.
Thanks.
Angelica.
I just love doing this work. I so enjoyed the experiential part. I feel that enhanced my, ability to retain and understand so much. And yeah, I can't wait for more like the integration of the experiential stuff.
Great. Thank you, Angelica. Beautiful. Martha.
I came today with the intention of learning, and I'm just overwhelmed with all the new thoughts I have about relationships and the boundaries and energy. And I love coming to these classes because it's just a whole different way of looking at life and being involved with people, whether it's a client or your family. And I have already tried some of this on my family, and they didn't even notice. So that was good.
That's great.
And so I really appreciate the ones that come out there and, you know, are willing for you to show us the process, because that's where really the learning begins, seeing how that all happens.
Wonderful.
The application of it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. Lynn.
This becoming more aware of other subtle feelings that are coming up. Well, some of them not so subtle, and how my body is expressing it.
Mm-hmm. Great. I love that there's some awareness around that. That's beautiful. Tuning into yourself. Laura.
Yes, like Lynn, I was amazed to see that when I would put my hands or move my fingers, how there was an immediate shift in energy.
Great.
Sorry
for the sound. It's amazing how simple and yet effective this stuff can be. Thank you, Laura. Diana.
I like the boundaries, the physical boundaries using the hands.
Great.
It's a physical remembrance of do that.
Yes.
Just think it, do it.
Yeah, excellent. And what'll happen after a while is, you know, you can, you know, obviously if somebody's standing right there with you, you probably don't want to do that, but you can feel it, you can imagine it, you can visualize it. So that's great. Thank you, Diana. Jill.
I loved all the keys and I love how you teach, Laura. The exercises were really important to me, and I feel like the more that I'm actually in myself, that my presence will grow, and that can then I can experience a change in my outer world. So that's kind of what I'm seeing.
Beautiful. I'm so glad, because you're so grokking these skills. It's so exciting for me to see that happening for you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mikey.
Okay. You know, I'm replaying this very frustrating session from 2 days ago. I can now see how that whole process actually could have saved all three of us, the daughter, the mother, and me. And even the grounding part, you know, which I first thought was just all about me, but actually I could have probably helped the daughter a lot too, just feeling herself in a different way.
Yes.
And really excited. I'm going to integrate this. And I'm so sorry I'm not going to be here in May, but I'll try next year for sure.
Good. Please do. Well, we'll have another Zoom class called Dancing with Defenses that starts up in the summer, and I would highly recommend that for you. So you can take a look at the website, dancingwithdefenses.com, and maybe mark that on your calendar.
All right. Thank you. This was very helpful.
Good. Mary Lynn.
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
So nice to see you. I was glad to see you jump on board here.
I always just love watching Laura work. Excuse me. So and just to see so many friends that I've made over the last few years here. I can't come to Awakenings this year. I've already done it twice. I'd come again, but I have another obligation at that time. So I will be missing you, but I know it will be wonderful again. So
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Janet.
Hi. It's nice to be here this morning, and I'm always so grateful for all the support from everyone. Apologize for being late. I had notice of a death in the family this morning. So I was very supportive to see all of my friends and my tribe. And this process works for everything. So thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Many blessings to you and your family. Yeah. Tammy.
Well, I found this fascinating. And kind of felt my energy field for the first time. It was very subtle, and that was kind of fun to play with. And it went hand in hand with, especially the second, one of the the picture exercise. And I thought I'd be looking at stress, and instead all sorts of emotions bubbled up during that exercise, things to look at in the future.
Great. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Jay. Are you still with us, Jay? So maybe we'll try to come back to him. Janine.
I realized that, listen, everybody, I absorb this and I reflect and I feel. And just towards the end, I'm just like emotionally, you know, I don't know how to explain it. And I'm going to really work on the grounding and do some self-care after this so that I can function, because I can relate to so many things everybody's saying. And I just feel it completely throughout my body. And at the same time, I hope I can be able to release it and not having it stuck in me. Mm-hmm. This step I will be using, you know, part of the healing, because I'm a mentor, and so much of this is so vital when you have somebody with PTSD and suicide and all these things that,
yeah,
very, very vital. And that's what I'm hoping to gain out of this. And hope to
be, yeah. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Energy boundaries are really super important, especially for people with trauma. And Kimberly's going to be doing another beautiful piece on that on Wednesday. So I really, you know, anybody who's not enrolled in her class right now, please take it, because you can listen to the first part that she already did, and then you can get the second part this coming Wednesday live. So I'm excited for that. Thank you. Jenny.
Hi, Laura. I just want to thank you for everything today. It's very eye-opening.
You're so welcome.
Yes, I've never done this before. As a matter of fact, I've never even expressed, you know, any of this to anyone before.
Yeah. Well, I would love to encourage you to continue to do that. I do offer what's called the 3-session shift. It might be really great for you, so feel free to contact me if that's something that you're interested in. Emotions really hold a lot of our energy, of our life force. So thank you, Jenny, for being willing to share that with the group.
So could you actually show that slide where it has your contact information?
Yes. Lynn, can you put that in the chat? Just put my contact information in the chat. Thank you.
Okay.
Heidi.
So, you know, that exercise with the touching your body and I'm here and I'm safe, that was really profound for me, since I'm, you know, trying to get better in that root chakra, as well as that exercise of having my hands themselves find the parts of my body that have those emotions rather than coming from my head. As a coach, and switching from personally me now to coaching, but when I'm coaching people, I really love to be in that cognitive space. I can get them to visualize all sorts of things, but it's all from here. And it really occurred to me, as we're getting towards the end of this, I'm starting to really see how I can take those skills and voice dialogue and other kinds of things, the way I ask questions, And just by adding that dimension of I can translate that. You know, I can ask those questions, but ask them in ways of what are you seeing with your eyes, the way your body's moving, what happens when you're touching yourself, how are these sounds coming out of your mouth? You know, so I could actually take all that stuff I already know cognitively and sometimes ask them a question about it somatically.
Yes.
Bring that as a whole nother level to
yes.
how they connect. And I'm really excited about that because I'm yeah. starting to see that, not from just yeah. this class, but the other ones I've just recently been in with you. So I'm yeah. really excited about that as a part of the new, you know, as part of my new tool set.
Beautiful. I love that for you because all of what you've learned it's all there. It can, you know, it'll just continue to catapult you into this next piece that you'll get to incorporate. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Shea, are you here with us? She's in the space, but not completely, I guess. So, okay. Gloria.
I found the getting energetically grounded very helpful. Going through those exercises, I could feel the energy moving within the body and being present made me much more present. And then going through the exercises, feeling where the energy is trapped, the emotions, where the emotions are trapped.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'm so glad. Yes. Yeah, it's so nice to make that connection that the emotional energy lives in our body. So yeah. It's great. Yes. All right. Jan.
It never ceases to amaze me, the ahas and the takeaways every time I come to one of these. And so, yes, much gratitude. Love the shares. And thank you, Jenny, for your transparency. I think that was helpful for everyone. And, yeah, again, it was amazing. I can't get enough.
Thank you.
To incorporate.
Great. Thank you, Jan. Debbie.
Yeah, I'll echo that. I feel like I can't get enough of this. I just love everything and every class I've taken so far in your program. It's just, it feels like this is my language and we're getting, you know, the kind of more subtle energies and to be able to talk about it and learn about it. And it just feels really natural and definitely where I need to be. And it just feels right, everything about it. And I loved all the exercises. It was especially nice to do the ones where we put our hands on our body to feel where the different emotions lived. And my happiness is in my heart. And that's really how I feel when we're doing this work too. I just feel so happy, you know, like my spirit's just soaking it all in. So
great.
I really want to go to the workshop or the one coming up, but I'm still at a point where traveling is really challenging for me. So, but I would love to, my heart wants to do it, but I don't know physically if I'll be able to manage it just yet. But now I do have the goal for next year, what I'm working towards, if I can't. So
beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. You'll sit with it and see, you know, what it would need. And feel free to talk to me if you need to about it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So did I miss anybody? I guess we lost Jay and Michelle and Rita Marie, do you want to say any closing remarks?
Sure. I've been in and out, but I'm mostly in and heard a lot of this. And I love the reminder, Laura, because I'm such a left brainy, you know, head person. And I always want to fix it, right? Who's like that? You just want to fix them. And I loved hearing you in your talk with Jenny, you didn't give her any advice. She got it from inside of her.
Right.
And that's what we forget to realize when we're dealing with our loved ones, our clients, is that it's in there. We just have to ask the right questions and reflect, not even ask questions, because you didn't even do that. You did a little bit of that, but you reflected back what they said, and then they had the invitation to explore that and keep exploring that. And every time I hear you doing this magical work, it gets me more excited and realize I still need more practice with this. And I love that you are so masterful at it.
Thank you, Rita Marie. You know, it's so fascinating. I love that you named that again, that yes, the answer is inside the person. And that mm-hmm. is exactly what I am wanting and so passionate about wanting to teach and trying to teach. You know, and I'm still learning too, believe me, myself. I'm getting taught by my clients all the time. When I deviate from that a little bit, there's such a purity to this process. And when I deviate, it doesn't work as well. So it's a constant reminder that, yeah, the power, the wisdom lives inside the client. I can't ever possibly know them better than they know themselves ever. And when I think that, no matter how much knowledge or, you know, expertise I think I have, that's where I go afield. Yeah, it's great. Thank you. Well, we are right on time. I just thank you all so much for your participation.
Laura, there was a few people that I don't think got to say goodbye. I think Hanna-Ora and Christina.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And Karen Marion.
And Karen.
Yes, we do have. I'm so sorry. I thought maybe they dropped off the call. Okay, good. We do have time for you. Absolutely. We're going to make time. Hanna-Ora, please. Closing remarks.
I'm muting myself and you kept muting me back and I would get muted again. And it's so hard for me to talk in a group that it's important that I have a little bit of time to say goodbye.
I'm so sorry. I forgot. I didn't see the second page. I thought maybe you were gone. So I'm glad.
I have my hand up and I'm yelling and whatever. Anyway, I think what I'm left with is I could not find one happy place in my body. Mm. And that made me so deeply sad. Mm. And then my mind would come in and would say, well, why don't you try a cheek? You must have one. So then I think about the cheek, but I have TMJ, so that doesn't work. And, you know, I had to just shut that part of me up and just sit with the feeling of not being able to find really genuinely one happy place and not try to make it into something else. And
how did you do with that? How were you able to do that, to sit with that?
I think so, but you went on fairly fast to then, you know, where's the fear, where's the anger? That I had no problem with fear and anger and sadness. Uh-huh. I got to all those places really fast. Uh-huh. But I really, that was just big somehow to realize I could not, honestly, if I'm honest, I couldn't find one happy place.
Yeah, wow.
I'm glad I got a chance to say that in the group.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too. I thank you for the guts to say it, to make that comment, you know. And I would imagine that you're probably not alone around that. And so it's just so hard to name because we have such an expectation in our culture, right, to, you know, become the happy person. So thank you, Hanna-Ora, for sharing that and for not giving up and waving at me. Okay. Christina.
Oh, this feels so good to reconnect and see you, Laura, and Kimberly, and Lynn, and Mary Lynn, and my friends. And this work has just been so transformative. You know, I started taking the certification work through Lionheart, thinking, oh, I needed some framework to heal others. Well, I found that, you know, it started with me. And then frustrating once it was done, you know, ready to start with my professional practice to be pulled back and, you know, have to put that aside, which was putting myself aside to care for family members that needed me. And it's joyful to do it, but, you know, having to move past that resentment. Mm-hmm. But these are happy tears. I have been able to use all of those tools. It's like an immersion
you thought you knew what the fuck you were doing. guess what? Now is your time to apply it. So it's been an immersion of the last year of intense stuff. And I feel really great about it. It's not perfect. I'm still learning. And what I'm seeing, you know, with you guys, I love what Kimberly said. Again, you know, that we're a group of people. And I'm looking at all of you beautiful people. And, you know, your stories and continuing to learn. So thank you, Laura. Thank you, everybody.
So happy you joined us, Christine. It's so great. And what a surrender for you to be doing, to taking this work and applying it to your family. I mean, it's really beautiful. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Karen.
One second. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Unfortunately got dropped off the call for a while, so I came in at an odd moment, but like the others, I really was impressed by the human body and the awareness about what happy, sad, scared, and mad tissue felt like. Mm. And I think the Dr. Rita Marie, Lynn, and others, and Janet, et cetera, will find this amusing, but my happy place was my belly, of all things. So I think that's a big testament to the ERC program. But anyway, between those things and just some of the other factors, I found it very fascinating. So I'm very intrigued by the process and how it can help me.
Great. Thank you, Karen. Okay, did I miss anybody else? All right, everybody, anybody who's here that's still here that got to share? Okay. All right. Well, then I can officially say my parting words to all of you now. And I want to actually close with this little piece of prose by William Murray. I love this quote. Maybe many of you have heard it before, but until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would come his way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets, whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So with those words, I thank you all. I'm so moved. I feel so fulfilled, so appreciative and honored, and so appreciative of you, Rita Marie, for allowing me to participate in this way with your amazing, remarkable community. As always, you bring together the most amazing people are drawn to you. I hope I see you all again, if not in May, some other time, as soon as possible. And be well, everybody, and practice what you learned. And Lynn will be getting you a replay soon. So listen to it again and go over it again so it really becomes yours. So God bless you all. Thank you. See you hopefully soon.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.